Amendment. I give the floor to Mr. Lukash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I try maybe some word of clarification that maybe can help the discussion here, or at least help achieve same understanding. The discussion yesterday, I think, has shown that everybody agrees. Is there a translation? You cannot have any.
Apparently, there is no interpretation to Russian.
There's a small technical problem. Just 1 minute, please.
Okay. Apologies, colleagues. We just need to solve some technical problem.
Problem solved.
All right. So I just okay. Start from the beginning. I will try to maybe bring us on the same page when it comes to understanding of the language in Article 1. I think yesterday the discussion showed that there is an agreement that URL at some time in the future may be the single law, so kind of replace the existing ones. At the same time, of course, the way that the Article 1, paragraph 1 with points 1 to 3 has been written is to address a interim, let's call it transition period, where we will have the Unified Railway Law Contract of Carriage Agreement as we have it now, coexisting with CMES-MGS, but also coexisting with other bilateral or multilateral agreements that various countries have established. So that was important, and this is underlined by many that this is important because we have this interface, and that interface prevents law fragmentation, railway law fragmentation. I think there was also an agreement on this yesterday because everybody agreed that the modus operandi and the application of law, it's impossible to change overnight. I think many use that word overnight. So now the question is, if there is a change and in the wording, is that change to serve the idea that we still have interface law, and the moment that this convention is adopted, it can be put in place and coexist until the moment or the point has been reached that URL can replace the other agreements? Or the idea is that you are looking to, or some of you are looking to write a text here that will be a ready text, however, that this convention will not be finalized to enter into force and used kind of for coexistence. Because of course, if the text is to be written for the second case, then of course we don't finalize any convention. So I think that kind of objective behind is really important. And of course, I understand from many statements made that for many it is important that we have a text that serves that purpose of interface law, so which should allow that fragmentation of law is prevented, and at the same time that this contract of carriage unified waiver law can be used for carriages that today there is no single law, international law that is applicable. Now, if you want to achieve this solution, at the same time you are not happy with some of you are not happy with the point 3 of paragraph 1 of article 1, I suppose one can find possibly other solutions. So one can find draft other text that will still allow coexistence in this, as I mentioned earlier, transition period until sometime in the future, replacement by URL of the other regimes. But the text will be written so that it will not require any amendments when it happens so. So here, of course, I think it's important to conclude on this very point, because then, of course, the Secretariat will be very happy to assist in suggesting certain texts that would both already clarify that URL is the law for application, at the same time give the opportunity to make sure that this law can be varied from, and other international or bilateral agreements can be used if such already are in force. So I think here the issue of applicability of this URL contract of carriage, the moment of applicability, whether the moment the text is agreed, finalized, adopted, whether that is the moment you want to use it in coexistence with the others, or this is not the case and you are writing something for some more distant future than to be put in place later on. I think that is here the issue at stake, and the text can only change when this is agreed upon. Thank you.